Listen to The Barry Morgan Show, live weekdays noon to 3 on CJAD 800 and CJAD.com.
So we saw this story in the Daily Mail. Yes, your dog can read your mind. And the bad news is he knows exactly what you think about owners. A study has been published. And the study was led by Charlotte Duranton of Marseille University. And she is on the phone with us right now. Thank you very much for your time, first of all.
You're welcome.
So is it really that simple? Our dogs can actually read our minds?
They cannot read our minds, but they are really good at reading our behavior and even the more subtle signals, you know.
So is that what's referred to, I think, in this story that's called social referencing?
Yes. So it's when you are confronted to an ambiguous stimulus, so something you don't know, like a stranger, then the dog will look back at his owner and he will see how the owner reacts, and then he decided how to react.
Oh, so the dog picks up on what their owner is either, well, I guess the way they're acting, not so much what they're thinking, but about how they're acting or reacting to something they see.
Yes, exactly. It's our behavior, like if we move away, or I don't know, if we look in another direction, or our facial expressions, you know, they are really sensitive to all our behavioral cues.
How do you test something like this?
So we were in a room, and the dogs were with their owners, and there is an unfamiliar woman who entered in the room, and then we observed the dog's reaction.
And what did you see?
And so sometimes the owner, they had to do 3 steps towards the stranger, or they have to stay still, or they have to do 3 steps away the stranger. And according to these reactions, the dogs, they reacted in a different way. So when the owner go back, you know, like he's running away from the stranger, the dogs, they take more time to go and touch the stranger, and they were more interacting with their owner, like if they were searching a reassurance, I think in English.
So I guess that doesn't necessarily surprise you, does it?
No, it's not really surprising, but it's surprising is that they don't really need us to do a lot of signals. You know, the owners, they were silent, they were just moving 3 steps. And so just this little cues, they are able to understand or to use them to react in different ways. So sometimes we humans, we don't realize that the dogs are seeing and analyzing all of our movements and behavior and everything.
I guess that doesn't really come as a big shock to you, does it?
What? Can you just repeat?
It's not a big shock, I would imagine, the findings that you discovered from this study. I'm speaking with Charlotte Duranton. She's a PhD student over in France at Marseille University, and published a study that says dogs can tell whether owners think of strangers from their reaction. This is according to some new research, of which Charlotte Duranton was the lead author. It's not. I'm guessing you're not very surprised by what you learned.
No, it was what we expected, but you know, it's not that easy. A lot of species, they don't do this at all, and it's a phenomenon, this social referencing that you can observe in children. So it was first studied in children, and you know, dogs, they have a special bond or special relationships with their owner, and it was really interesting to see that the dogs, they behave with their owners in a similar way than the children with their parents.
Okay. Does this give some, there's an argument that aggressive dog breeds are only dangerous if the owner is aggressive. And I'm just, what do you think of that?
Yeah, so it's a little bit more complicated, you know, depend on the reason why they are aggressive, but a lot of situations, dogs, they are aggressive because they are afraid and because they feel that the owner is afraid, for example.
Interesting. So what's the grand finale of this study? Like, what do you think people should take away from a study like this, Charlotte?
So that the dogs are really sensitive to our behavior and that we can really influence their reaction even if we are not aware of it. So it's a way to have new methods new training methods. When you have a dog that is aggressive towards people, for example, maybe it's not a good idea to go away or to run away the people. Maybe you have to be calm, to stay close to the strange people and to train the dog to be more comfortable with him, for example.
Does it matter the breed of dog, the kind of dog, or does it apply mainly to, as far as you're concerned, as far as you're aware, at least, most breeds
so
of dog?
So in the study, we tested two types of dogs, so the shepherd and the molossoid dogs. And they reacted in the same way. When the owner is moving the dogs, whatever the breed, they are synchronizing or doing the same thing that the owner. But we found a difference between male and female. The male dogs, they are bolder, I guess. So they are less looking at their owner. You know, the female dogs, they were always looking back at the owner, like, what he's doing, what do I have to do? And the male dogs, they were not doing so much gaze.
Oh, so the male dogs are a little more, I guess, independent, I guess I could say.
Yeah, so it's what we found. But then why they are more independent, we don't really know, because maybe it's because the owner, they have a cultural bias. Like when you have a male, he's more bold, more independent. And when you have a female, you have to protect her or something like this. And what's really interesting is that we found the same difference. Not my team, but other scientists find the same difference in children. So the little girl, they look more at their parents than the little boys.
Interesting. What if somebody is like trying to just play a joke, whatever, on a friend and say there's somebody across the street and it's actually a friend of theirs, but they're pretending for whatever reason. Oh, that's, you know, you want to stay away from that guy. The dog really wouldn't be able to tell one way or the other. I guess it's the inflection, the sound of the voice and the tone of what's being said.
It can be the tone, the sense of the voice and all the body attitude, I don't know. Yeah, it's a tricky situation.
Okay.
For
us. See, somebody just texted here, Charlotte, this person writes that you are 100% right. This person writes, my dog is connected to me since I got sick. She picks up on my movements. I thought I was imagining. I guess we're really not imagining, and maybe we're not giving, I guess, dogs, in this case dogs, enough credit for being able to pick up on how we're actually feeling.
Yes, but we have to be careful, you know, not to do too much anthropomorphism. Like dogs, they are really good at seeing and observing our cues, but they can't they can't have really complicated thoughts. So it's mostly learning. They learn how to react when they see our reaction.
News Talk Radio, CJAD 800, CJAD.com.